Welcome to the jungle in fifth grade. You will need to survive the wildness, the craziness of the Mathai classroom. Good luck, you'll need it.
You need strategies? Then look no further than this segment. First off, you have to imitate. If you don't, it's going to be a very long school year, and you'll probably not survive. Sorry. Annotating helps you answer the questions, and it keeps you very organized with all of your thoughts. Annotating is writing, and writing is thinking. Annotating keeps you your thoughts on the page, and you can always look back. And when you're answering the questions, it's very helpful. It's basically a short summary, and you can understand it in your own language. Another important strategy that is needed to survive in fifth grade is revising. Revising helps your writing become better and stronger. Revise with ARMS. ARMS stands for add, remove, move, and substitute. Using ARMS will help your writing look more skilled and fluent. Another important strategy that is needed in fifth grade is editing. A simple way to edit is by using CUPS. CUPS stands for capitalization, usage, punctuation, and spelling. Editing with CUPS makes your writing sound more scholarly and also more efficient. Another important strategy in fifth grade is using POE, which stands for Process of Elimination. POE helps you eliminate the bad answers so that you can focus on the correct answers. POE also helps you organize the questions. Another important strategy in fifth grade is to highlight your evidence from the passage. This helps you answer the question later on when you are answering the questions. Highlighting your evidence in the passage helps you stay organized with your answer, a lot like annotating.
Hey, you, yes, you, the one listening to me talk. Okay, so you. Anyways, do you like fun in the classroom? If you do, then Mrs. Mathai's class is perfect for you. First, let's talk about hashtags. Everyone likes hashtags, and writing are in different funny ways. For example, when you're done with a writing piece that you like, Mrs. Mathai will tell you to put 3 hashtags at the end of your piece. Do you like listening to raps that your classmates made with a background beat and everything? This is in Mrs. Mathai's class as well. I love to rap, and I've made 16 this year. And Mrs. Mathai takes time out of her class for us to perform them in front of Mrs. Mathai in the class. There are lots of fun projects in Mrs. Mathai's class, like book talks, book snaps, book commercials, and so much more, including this podcast. In Mrs. Mathai's class, you get to do debates that you choose the projects that you argue about. It is super fun, and at the end of the class, the class gets to decide on the winner. What fun! Imagine, you're tired because you've been working for an hour straight. What are you supposed to do? We have a solution. In Mrs. Mathai's class, we have brain breaks, and you can just chill and dance and socialize. And who doesn't like that, to be honest?
Do you like amazing and authentic teachers? Well, look no further than seeing Miss Mathias, because she will help you survive the jungle.
Miss Mathias is funny. You could ask almost anyone and they would even agree with me, because she makes the funniest jokes in class.
Miss Mathai is a great teacher because she teaches in a really fun way, which Owen showed you about. She has great strategies, which Liam told you about. She lets you sit where you want most days. Like, we can sit on a high table, a couch, wobbly chairs, a yoga ball, or even just the basic chair if you want. She also helps you when you need help the most.
She is the reason you want to go to school.
Well, there are tips to survive fifth grade.
Congratulations.
You will survive.
You have survived.
You are a sixth grader now.
I mean, yeah. Good job.
Keep living in it to survive the next grade. Thank you.